Claims and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, this is John Bartlett, co-host of the Shofar Ministries Hour, and I want to tell you about Mullet Masonry. Working with either brick, block, or stone, their work is impeccable, earning them a great reputation. They service residential, like chimneys and restorations, as well as the bigger commercial-type jobs. They're located in Geauga County, but will service any of the surrounding areas. They're experienced, they do great work, they're affordable, and they're very nice as well. Need a free estimate? Call Chad Mullet at 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. Give them a try next time you need any facet of masonry work. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep Shofar Ministries on the air. So be sure to tell Chad you heard about him right here on WHKW Christian Radio.
Hey, radio listeners, have you tried the Arbon products yet? Arbon offers premium quality beauty, health, and wellness products with targeted results. They employ consumer and clinical testing to reinforce their research and ensure their proprietary formulas deliver unparalleled performance. Nicole Marus is a Cleveland representative of these all-natural and non-toxic products who will give you a free consultation on proper maintenance of your particular skin type, along with free samples for you to try. Nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So be sure to give Nicole a call at 440-840-2176. You might also ask her how you can earn some extra money as well. Once again, that's 440-840-2176. And tell Nicole you heard about her on WHKWRadio.com.
Shabbat Shalom and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Hour live on Christian Radio 1220 AM as well as the World Wide Web, WHKRadio.com. My name is John Bartlett, your co-host today with our Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford, which you can re-listen to later this week at ShofarMinistries.net. And then you can take some notes because every program has good insights that you will want to remember for your knowledge enhancement. And that knowledge enhancement God expects us to pursue with diligence. But first, let's open with a prayer. Father, we pray to you today that you would equip us with every good thing we need to do your will, and may you do in us whatever pleases you through Yeshua the Messiah. To him be the glory forever. May the grace of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thank you, John.
Shabbat shalom. Shalom Shabbat. And hi to all our listeners on WHKW.com.
Radio.com.
WHKWradio.com.
And let's make sure that we tell everyone that on the second and fourth Saturdays at 6:15 is Shofar Assembly. So I hope that you all can come out and join us. It's really not that far. In the bad weather it might be, but, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
All relatives.
If anyone wants to come, just give me a call for directions, 440-834-9006. That would be next week, January 9th, not today.
Not too far from Saybrook, Ohio, if you're out there and your name is Molly and you have a couple of my grandkids with you listening today.
Amen to
make
that.
The trip.
That's right. Also, I want to tell our listeners that we like to travel.
Yes.
You know, we do cover such a big area on the radio, don't we, John?
Yes, we do.
Huge thing. And we would really like to visit you live at your church for an evening of study and worship. So let your pastor know we're available and ask him to give us a call. Again, 440-834-9006.
Yes, we'd really like to meet you. A reminder of our calendar webpage, shofarministries.net. Oh, you're going to do that, okay.
No, actually, I have to remind them, too. I forgot.
Oh.
On Wednesday, I'll be at Chester Christian in Chesterland,
Ohio, yes.
Again, if you don't know where it's at, just give me a call, 834-9006. That's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
And that if that's closer for you to go there, fine, because that's a great teaching that Sheila does.
This time, yeah.
Yes. And let me remind you now of our calendar webpage, shofarministries.net, where we have events posted, or biblical questions can be emailed, or you can call Sheila as well and leave a detailed message. We'll be opening the lines later in the hour with for your questions or comments about this show. So, Sheila, we are continuing from last week's study of the Trinity, aren't we?
Yes, we are, because there's a lot more to cover.
Okay, well, scripture proof that Jesus is God as well as the Holy Spirit, and we're going to offer that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, Jesus did admit that he was God, which false doctrines say he never said.
That's right. That's what they say. Oh, Jesus never said.
Never said he was God. That's
wrong.
Right. They are wrong. That's a wrong doctrine, and we discussed that last week. So let's give a quick summary so that if you're just joining us this week and you're interested, you can didn't get to listen last week.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you can always go to our homepage, our website, shofarministries.net.
If they have it.
If you have that computer and all that, but and you can listen to any of our previous programs. But if you're just joining us, you punted right off the air for just.
That again next yes. week. So praise the Lord. But yeah, let's get right into it, because I think of all the things that probably is the most important when false religions or false doctrine, whatever you want to call it, tell you that Jesus is not God. And that is the major falseness of all of them, actually.
Yes.
There's really only one, and that's Christianity, especially born-again Christianity and Catholicism.
Right.
Really believe that Jesus is God. The rest of them pretty much don't.
Hmm.
You know, so this is important for us to know. And I realize that, you know, someone might knock on your door and start going all around the peripheral as far as, oh, well, Adam and Eve did this, or this king did that, and that's really not true, and all that stuff. And that's really not important. What's important, I mean, it's all important, but what's really important is the gospel.
That's right.
And that is, who do you say that I am? In fact, that is the question that Jesus asked himself to his disciples in Matthew, and we'll get to that in a minute. Who do they say that I am? Who do you say that I am?
I think he asked Peter that, didn't he?
And that is the major, major question. So, the main thing that I think most people should try to remember, because you're not always going to have your Bible at your beck and call to look at your notes and all that, but basically what we said last week, Exodus 3:14, God calls himself and told Moses that he was the I am. And we, again, if this is the first time that you're hearing this, you want to go back to the last show, go to my webpage and do that, where we take it in more detail. But God said that he was the I am. And Jesus in John 5:58 says that he is the I am as well. And also in Revelation 1:18 and 22:13, and goes on and says, I am the Alpha in the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Let me just correct a little bit. That's John 8:58, not 5:58.
I'm sorry. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Boy, I need you, John. Oh, gosh. Sometimes my mouth goes faster than my brain.
No, and that happens to everyone.
But here's what the advantage is of now. They can't tell you, well, that was in Hebrew and Jesus wrote or the Bible on the New Testament was written in Greek, so therefore you can't compare. But in actuality, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, of course, what we said last week, is that the Septuagint was written by 70 Jewish scholars, putting it from Hebrew into Greek because that was the language of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it in that context, in the Greek, the same word for I am in Exodus 3:14 is ego, I me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said the same thing, ego, I me, in John 8:58.
Those very same Greek words are used in the manuscripts of the New Testament as well as the Septuagint.
Exactly. So, and God knew that we would need the Septuagint.
Yes.
You know, he planned way ahead. By the way, there is the Septuagint interlinear, which I did not have last week, the information. I just had the Septuagint, but now I looked a little further, and I did find an interlinear, which means that the English is written right underneath.
Okay.
And I want to give that website. So hopefully if you've got pencil, paper, and you're not driving.
Yes.
It's www.septuagint-interlinear-greek-bible.com.
Okay.
Now you can put a forward slash and put Old Testament, but you'll find it the other way also. Again, Septuagint-interlinear-greek-bible.com. You can see it for yourself. Now, if you don't have a computer and can't get to that, if you send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send you a highlighted copy so you can show maybe that person that knocks on your door or whoever that indeed God said he was the I am. Jesus said he was the I am also, and I'd be glad to send that off to you.
And these are nice. I'm looking at them right here, and you see the Greek on top, and you see the English underneath,
mm-hmm.
and you have it highlighted where ego, I mean, as you say.
Right.
And you see it in both the Exodus, and you see it in John chapter.
That's right.
Chapter 8.
So if you just even have that, or have at least the knowledge of saying that God called himself ego, I mean, Jesus called himself ego, I me also.
Okay.
And if you just remember that, that would probably be enough for them to say, you know what, we'll have to come back later. But let's go on.
Yes.
Last time we also covered John 10:30, where he says, I and my Father are one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with that is because I've used that, they will tell you, well, that means one in thought or purpose. Okay? However, when you look it up, the Greek word is ev, E-V, number 1722, and it means one in position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, it's only seen in the interlinear. The Strong, actually, I think it's a little wrong. They use the number 1520. Which is a more lenient translation. But in the interlinear, it actually uses the word ev, and it means one in position. Huge.
That is huge.
That's right. Now, here's the other thing. You know, they'll say, well, Jesus never said he was God. I'm going to bring this home a lot because it's important. If he wasn't claiming to be God, how could they have been accusing him of it? You know, and we looked at that, John 10:33. They tell him he's calling himself God. So they were going to stone him for blasphemy.
Yes, for saying he was God.
Exactly. So how could people say
that he never said
he didn't say he was God, and yet they will say that. But mm-hmm. you know what? Unfortunately, Christians don't know where he said he was God.
Ah.
And so they just let it go.
Uh-huh.
Say, well, yeah, I know he did it somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
Uh-huh.
People, Christians out there, remember John 8:58, where he says, I and my Father are one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also John 10:33. where he claims to be God.
Right.
Okay?
Also.
Go ahead.
And I've always said this. If it wasn't God that took our place on the cross and became a sacrifice for us,
mm-hmm.
Then the blood of that sacrifice is no more effective as the blood of you and I or
exactly.
anybody you see walking down the street. It had to be God's blood.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be. Jesus has to be God for that reason, or our salvation.
Right.
And the gospel.
Sinless.
And the gospel message is totally ineffective without that.
And also in John 10:38, he says, "The Father is in me, and I in Him."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because usually we don't cover these kind of things on the Shofar Ministries Hour, because we mostly talk about the end times and the signs of the times, which are
yes.
exasperating.
Yes, this is not our usual subject. You're right.
Right. Or Hebraic roots, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. However, I don't care what your gift is. Everybody should be an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some are better than others. Okay, they have the gift of gab. But Jesus is very plain on the last things he said when he left. He said, go and make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot make a disciple if you're not somewhat an evangelist.
Right.
You've got to.
Yes.
Because then you have disciples to nurture,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
It's important.
It is important. This is actually, you know, for a false doctrine to say that Jesus isn't God or Jesus is a created being or something like that. This is very pivotal. You know, this makes, you know, there's a lot of false doctrine out there, but this is the one that is the most, this is the mother of them all, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you do nothing else, just hone in on this.
Hone in on this,
you know.
And as you do, and you have some scriptural evidence that your salvation is locked in and sealed by God himself.
I know. It does help that, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you'll be more secure.
Much more confident.
More confident, and you will be able to evangelize, you know.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And if you spend enough time in God's word, you will have a lot of power. And that power is to witness.
Yes.
You know, if you just do an occasional Bible study or Bible reading once or twice a week, not going to make it. You've got to do more.
Oh, okay.
All right. And the thing about it is, you know, people tell me, oh, but it's sometimes it's so dry for me and I just don't really get into it. And I tell you the reason for that is because you're not spending enough time. The more time you spend, the Holy Spirit grows inside of you and then gives you the desire to want more.
Okay.
But if you're only going to do a little bit, you'll never really get the desire you need.
That's true.
So you got to, like, put your foot in the river.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you might get up to your knee or maybe up to your upper lip, but
amen.
But those waters will part for you. And
that's
you
right.
Will,
and he didn't part the waters first. He said put the foot in first.
Put the foot in first.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, another example of why Hebraic roots knowledge is important, especially idioms and expressions, we covered last time too, is the word firstborn in Colossians 1:13, and they will use this. They will say, see, he was the firstborn of every creature.
Mm-hmm.
But actually that means preeminence in rank, not in priority of birth.
It's a position.
Yeah, exactly.
The firstborn is a position. It doesn't mean you were born first.
That's right. And that's, again, an idiom or an expression. It doesn't mean the same thing as we think.
Right.
The example, of course, would be David in Psalm 89:27, when he was going to be called a firstborn. And actually, he was the lastborn of Jesse.
That's right. He was the youngest kid.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Also, Isaiah 48:12, Jehovah God said, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts.
Now, it doesn't just stop there. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer. It doesn't stop there. It says, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts.
Yes. Two in one there.
Yes.
And then goes on and says, I am first and I am last, that I am again as ego I me.
Wow. That is in Isaiah 48:12. You might want to write that one down too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you can compare it with what Jesus also said in Revelation 1:8. He calls himself again the I am. And he goes on and says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending.
Yes.
Very similar to Isaiah 48:12. Which is, and which was, which is to come, the Almighty.
That's right.
And he goes on in Revelation 1:18, fear not, I am the first and the last. Again, just what God said in Isaiah 48:12.
Wow.
Okay, and, of course, we know that because we have the Greek translation to see that it's the same word.
Same wording, yes.
And I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Hmm.
But hopefully they'll be able to now. And if you're out here listening for the first time, please tell somebody. You know, that we have the Greek translation of the Old Testament so we can compare the words.
That's right.
And Jesus said the same phrases of being the I am. Amen?
Amen. And that's great that we can find the Septuagint and actually read it on the Septuagint interlinear on the internet.
Right.
So you don't have to.
Or you can buy the book.
You can buy the book.
You know, if you don't have a computer.
But isn't that nice? That's how available things are. Everybody
says, we are so blessed.
We are blessed in our communications and things like that, the communications industry and everything. It's got some bad points to it, that's for sure. But
yes, it does.
But it's opened up the gate for a lot of good, too.
God uses all things, turns them into good for
us.
That's
right. He does. Yes.
And he said one of the signs of his, so here I go into the end times because I love it so much, but one of the signs of the times, of the end times, would be the increase of knowledge, and that word is also means God's knowledge.
That's right.
And so we have it.
And we see that. We're starting to see this a lot. I'm hearing it in speeches from pastors on the radio and things like this. I'm hearing the Hebrew root slipping in.
I know.
Isn't
it's
just
great?
Like, and you know, 10 years ago, you didn't hear it at all.
I know. And I started teaching actually 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, not accepted real well in the beginning there.
So, and I'm seeing Christians turning back to the roots of their faith and wanting to know. I see some people that want to know, and they're on fire to know.
Yeah. And so if you're listening and you think that your church should have us come out and do a little basic study, just introduce people to Hebraic roots, be more than glad to, wouldn't we, John?
Yes, we would.
And
I'll come out.
And you'd do some worship, and he's a great singer. We're going to hear one of his tunes here one of these weeks.
One of these weeks.
Real soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Other verses that they will use to support their false doctrine is Revelation 3:14, where they will quote, "And unto the angel of the Church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." They will use that. Again, it's an idiom or an expression, but the Greek word is arche, and it means head.
Mm.
Okay, it doesn't really mean beginning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And again, this is what studying is all about.
Which could mean that he's in charge of the creation.
Exactly. He's the
head of
the creation.
The head of the creation,
right.
Yes.
We showed how false doctrines of all kinds use scripture out of context, as in the example of 8:22. They will just take 8:22 and they will say, here, look what it says. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. So it gives you the impression that he was made or made in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you read it in context, like especially verse 12, you will find out that he was talking about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do
and
with
it. And it's a literary device of speaking wisdom, what do they call that, bringing to life an inanimate subject.
Amen.
By making it, calling wisdom, I believe in Proverbs here, wisdom is a she. And
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
So from that standpoint, this isn't talking about Jesus.
Correct.
Yes.
And of course, the most famous one is John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They will, in their Bibles, okay, if you ask to see it, if you look at John 1:1, they actually inserted the word "a" before God,
mm-hmm.
so that it sounds, "And the Word was a God."
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that is awful. That's an abomination to add scripture, according to Revelation 22:18. Add anything to scripture when it changes the basic meaning, and in this case, the gospel, and it really does.
Mm.
So that's awful.
Mm.
And again, you have it in the Greek. All you have to do is go online, print it out. You know, if that's something that you would want, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'll be glad to copy it and send it to you also. And the last thing before we got to go on break is that they say that the Holy Spirit is an it or a force. And yet in Acts 5:3-4, Peter accuses Ananias of lying to the Holy Spirit. And in the next verse, he says he lied to God.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, the Bible says the Holy Spirit is God. Woo!
Yes.
You know, that's powerful.
That's powerful.
Acts 13:1-2, the Holy Spirit speaks. How does an it speak? And since we know 1 Timothy 2:5 says there is only one God, there's got to be three in one, doesn't there?
Amen. Yeah,
okay.
It certainly does.
And before we go on break, I just want to make the biggest point, too, again. Remember, you do not have to study all the false doctrines.
No, you don't.
You can't. Just know yours well enough. And the most important part is that is Jesus God, and you can show them. And that's really not a lot. If you really want to do it, you can do this. It's the major question and the most important.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And too, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you don't have to know any of this to come to Jesus.
Amen to that.
Because I knew nothing. I was thinking about that the other day. I was actually responded to an altar call when I was 16 years old. And I had no idea what I was hearing. All I knew was that I heard about this Jesus, and he died, and it witnessed to my heart.
Yeah.
And what we know is heart is actually our spirit.
Yes.
You know, so you don't have to know any of this if you're not saved.
That's right.
You know, just start trusting today.
But know this.
Yes.
Jesus is God, and he died for
you. Yeah,
sin.
There you go. Well, the lines will be open when we come back. If you have a question, particularly on end times eschatology or the subject we're on today, the number is 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. I would also like to add that Shofar Ministries is a non-denominational 501c3, and all your gifts are tax deductible, and donations are really needed to stay on the air.
Yes, they are.
And as our gift to you, we will have a handmade cross for you, and we'll send it right out to you for your wall or your yard with donations of $25 or more. Send your donations to P.O. Box 513 in Burton. That's 44021. Or you may give through shofarministries.net and use PayPal. Perhaps you'd like to sponsor the show by advertising your company right here on Christian Radio. You can reach Sheila for details by calling 440-834-9006. Once again, the lines are open for your end-time questions, 216-901-0933 or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-WORD. Stay with us now. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and we'll be back after a short break, a couple of messages, and a great song called Operator by our own Laura Fedor.
Well, I see you're working hard.
Hi, Jim. I was just trying to decide whether to build this year.
Using darts?
I'll try anything. My business needs to move into a building that fits my operation better, but the economy has me nervous. I'd like to own rather than pay rent, but I'm not sure of the cost.
Well, rather than putting holes in your wall, why don't you call General Steel Corporation?
I would if I were ready to buy.
It sounds like you need a plan first. Look, General Steel does offer great steel buildings at great prices, but they also offer complete pre-construction packages to help you identify the scope and cost of your project before you buy.
They do?
Yeah, this is critical information for your entire project, not just a building. You know you're going to build. It's just a matter of time. Calling the General will help you make an informed decision, and you'll have a plan. When the time is right, there are no more delays, and you'll be ahead of competition.
Call now. Call 800-965-1294. 800-965-1294. 800-965-1294.
Ever consider what 12 minutes of your time is worth? Well, think about how long it may take to pay off your credit card debt. With only minimum payments on a balance of $10,000 at typical credit card rates, it could take more than 30 years and $26,000 to pay it off. So what's 12 minutes worth to you? More than we can count. Because 12 minutes is all the time you'll need to call Trinity Debt Management and start paying off your debt. In just 12 minutes, Trinity can begin the process of consolidating your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reducing your interest by as much as 60%, stopping harassment calls, wiping out late and over-limit fees, saving you thousands, and paying off your debt. So call 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. 1-800-793-9159.
Okay, so let me ask you, how many times have you ever been asked if you knew a good Christian attorney? Well, now you have an answer. A legal representative for over 35 years, Dennis Kastelak of Chardon, Ohio, has a great reputation for honesty and integrity and is now a sponsor of the Shofar Ministries Hour. So if you still need to get that will, need financial counseling, or any legal matter, give Dennis a call at 440-285-3511. That's 440-285-3511. So it's the new year. Need a makeover? Could you use a new do? Or gals and you guys, is that hair getting a little thin? Well, you need to see Michael at Hot Heads Cool Threads Beauty Salon, located in Orange Village at Brainerd and Miles Road. Tell me everyone doesn't at least need a haircut at some time. Hot Heads and Cool Threads are a full-service salon specializing in hair replacement with an added touch of unique threads. So give them a call at 440-248-1888. That's 248-1888. And tell Michael Sheila says, Shalom.
Operator, give me information. information. Give me long distance. Long distance. Give me heaven.
Thank you, Laura Fedor. That was Operator. And if you'd like Laura to perform at your church function, she has opened for some pretty big acts around town, and former contestant of Nashville Star,
mm-hmm.
and a wonderful singer. She's got great parents. And if you'd like her to sing at your function, give us a call, or you can probably contact her by her website, laurafedor.com. I'm pretty sure it is. So welcome back to the Shofar Ministries Hour. And here we go.
You know what, John? I want to mention and thank our newest sponsor to the Shofar Ministries Hour, the Alexandria's Training School for Child Care, especially if you are looking for another career, a different profession perhaps. Even one more rewarding, maybe the Lord's leading you into a new field and a happy environment with people who really appreciate and are thankful for what you do. Well, if you are pleasant and like children and newborns, Alexander's Training School is looking for godly people of all ages to be certified in this in-demand child care industry.
Mm-hmm.
Just call Carolyn at 440-781-7351. Or if you need nanny care for your precious little ones, the number's the same, 440-781-7351.
Now, I've got 7531. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what I said?
Yes, I've got to. let's make sure you get those phone numbers right. That is 440-781-7531.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the number you want to reach if you were looking for an opportunity, or you need little kiddies.
You can't leave your kids with anybody these days.
Not these days.
They gotta have background checks and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Amen. Okay. Well, we have a caller, and we're glad we do. Always get excited about that. Michael, where are you from? You're on the air.
Hello, Michael.
Willoughby, Ohio.
Where are you from?
Willoughby.
Okay, Willoughby. That's where Laura Fedor's from.
Okay.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I pulled over. I'm in a parking lot because I was listening to you guys, and you're talking about Jesus is God, and I wrote down in a notebook the scriptures you gave me. But I also know if you can find the Trinity, a guy showed me a couple years ago at Cleveland Baptist Church in the first three verses of Genesis. Now, I don't have a Bible on me. I know I can quote some of it. In the beginning,
yeah.
God created. And if you underline God, I did in my Bible. And then the second verse, I believe, is God's Spirit moved up. I don't know it.
Yeah,
word.
The Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the deep there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, let us, I forget, but it's got God, God's Spirit, and let us make man. And I'm not quite sure, but I have them underlined in my Bible,
mm-hmm.
and it shows the Trinity of God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is also, bear witness is one. I forget where that is in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you guys are talking about it, and the first three verses show how Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are one.
Let me read that for you, Michael. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And that's the first three verses, and you have just what you
right.
said.
Okay. The underlying God and God's
yeah.
Spirit and God said.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just like on this radio station, I heard the perfect example for a Trinity is a thought in your mind or a thought spoken or a thought written down are all three the same.
Well, I can even add to that because in the beginning, God, the word is Elohim, and of course that means plural.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are looking closely at the interlinear in the Hebrew, there is two letters, actually. I think it's two letters, and I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me either, but if I had it, I could say it.
Oh.
But there's actually two letters in the Hebrew that have absolutely no word underneath it. And
okay.
It represents God.
There's the Aleph Tav.
That's the Aleph Tav.
In those first...
And Jesus said he is the Alpha and the Omega, or the Aleph and the Tav in Greek.
Yes.
In Hebrew.
Yeah, the Hebrew, it's a... they say it's a direct... It's a an article. And the Aleph Tav is usually described by rabbi scholars as that they don't really know why it's there. They
it's
know,
there.
I know one of them happens from the 16th century said that if you see the Aleph Tav there, that means it's pretty important.
That's right. That's pretty important. And it's right there in the middle of scripture with absolutely
yeah.
nothing underneath it as far as what it means. But we know it's Jesus. So he really is there. So that's a really deep thing here that we just had us do. But if you look in the interlinear, you'll see it. The Aleph and the Tav is right there.
Now, Genesis was written in Hebrew, correct?
Genesis was, yes.
Okay. All right.
Actually, the whole Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The Septuagint, though, came along in about the year 200 B.C., where 70 Hebrew scholars decided to put it into Greek because that was the main language of the day.
Right.
And so they did that. And so now we have it in Hebrew and a translation into Greek, which is very helpful when you're comparing what Jesus said to what God said in the Old Testament, like the I am.
Right, right.
Amen.
I had another question now. I lost it.
Michael, we are so glad that you pulled your car over to a parking lot and didn't try to call us while you were driving, because today's
good.
Not the
very
best day
smart.
To be driving. That's very good of you.
All right.
And
it looks like the scriptures you said earlier were John 8:58
mm-hmm.
and John 10:38. Is that correct?
Actually, 30, 33, and 38.
Mm-hmm.
30. All right. I wrote that down.
Check
but
it out.
I've been going now. I've been saved since 93, but I've been backslidden back and forth, and now for a few weeks here now, I've been going back to church and cleaning my life up.
So you're a new believer again.
Yes.
Now, this is what I want to ask you. Would that be Now, I know some scriptures. I have them memorized. And I've gone to non-denominational churches. And you know, I was born and raised Catholic when I was a kid. But
so was I.
Got into all kinds of trouble. Now I go to Euclid Baptist Temple. Pastor Andy Resnacko. I love listening to him on the radio and hearing him preach in the Bible studies.
Okay.
But once you're saved, you're always saved, right?
I believe you are. I think we walk away and we're out of fellowship with God. But we're still saved unless you deny that Jesus is God and walk away that way. And, you know, you still have a choice every day to believe or not. But unfortunately, a lot of us, and I was one of them too, and so was John.
So, yes.
We get out of fellowship with God. But yes, we are saved unless we deny that Jesus is who he said he was. And that's the unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
And then you would.
Yeah, I deliberately walked away myself. And the reason was because I didn't understand. So you can get saved. And I tried to mention this while we were doing these scriptures. I said, if you're not saved and you don't understand this and you want to come to Jesus, you don't have to understand any of
correct.
This. And you, when you get saved, and a lot of us, when we do get saved, we have a very, very, I had no knowledge of the Bible.
Yeah.
When I got saved.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
I had no knowledge of it at
right.
all, except that I knew it was a Bible. That's
yeah.
it. I never read it. I didn't.
You know, and that's another thing, being raised Catholic, I only had catechism.
So
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But right now, I've had it several times in my life. I have this new hunger for the Word.
Amen.
So I've been reading my Bible. Going,
that's a blessing.
And I feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful to God, you know, being sober 7 years. I quit smoking 2 years ago.
Good.
But
God.
Then I was with too many women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was going to marry this, went to the wrong one. So after her, I feel I should wait upon the Lord. And, you know, maybe he'll bring me a wife, maybe he won't.
Mm-hmm.
But just having the hunger for the Word, and I quit listening to rock and roll because I go back and forth to that.
Yeah.
So I keep the radio station right here on this station for
right.
I don't know 3 months now or so, and I just feel better.
Aww.
You know, I feel getting closer to God, more fellowship. Where I pulled over right here and went into the grocery store to get a salad, and I seen a guy from the church because I was thinking. The people I live with, a friend I live with, my family, nobody's saved, you know, my work and, you know, and I'm subjected to all that. But it was weird to see somebody that's, you know.
Well, I am so happy for you. And have you actually repented then and recommitted your life through prayer and everything? Have you done all that?
Yeah, I've never stopped praying.
Good.
For years, ever since I got to, what I needed to repent from was immorality. When I first learned the Word, I learned, you know, I liked everything he had said and to do and stuff, but like the girl, I'm like, why can't she have, I go, you know, Solomon had all the wealth of women and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I know men like to justify what they're doing with Solomon. We have Jesus that says it's adultery now, so we, you know, with one woman. But I'm so glad for you, and I hope that we'll be able to talk again. Call me sometime. I've given you my number, and I'll put you on our mailing list, and I'd like to communicate with you. Okay, Mike?
Okay, sure.
All right, God bless you. Call again.
All right, wait, how do I get your number?
Well, Mike,
we'll
give it to you over the air right now. Since you do have a pencil there, it's...
I have one.
Okay.
440-834-9006.
834-9006.
That's right. And
okay.
I'd love to talk to you, and I'll help you.
What's his name?
Pardon me?
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Sheila. And you can call me Sheila. I don't need a title.
All right. And John?
Sheila and John.
And John, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Michael, we got to run. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Aww,
that was good hearing
was
from
really
him.
Sweet.
Yeah. Let's see how the Holy Spirit will draw us back and through our Word, you know, through the Word. He'll draw you to the Word because, like I said, when I was saved, I didn't know anything about the Bible. I even read it after I got saved. Did not understand what I was reading, became confused, discouraged, tossed it out. I go, like, this is no good. And you could say I walked away, but in a way. But when you get saved, when you meet Jesus, you were saved in your spirit, which is
well,
something that you...
fellowship, and then there's
yeah,
really...
Right.
Okay.
But you get saved in your spirit. You know, it works its way out into your soul and then into your flesh. So, and then when you're...
And that's through the Word.
And that's through the Word. So when you want to feed your spirit, you go to the Word, and that's your food for the
and
spirit.
And, Michael, let me tell you, you've got a hunger for the Word. Make sure that you stay in the Word as much as you can so you don't lose that hunger.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always stay there, and you've got to feed it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we only have a few minutes left, but I'd like to go just a little bit deeper. And this is for all of you that out there that really like depth.
All right.
And this is just a couple expressions that are similar to the firstborn misunderstanding. Again, idioms or expressions. But in John 14:28, Jesus says, "My Father is greater than I." Now, again, these false doctrine people will use this to say, see, the Father is better than the Son. When in fact, this refers to the Father's greater position in heaven, not superior nature. They don't read Philippians 2:5-11 that states that Jesus had equality by nature with God, but voluntarily took on the lower position of a servant. The same arguments apply to related passages about Jesus submitting to his Father's will. In heaven, they were one, equal. But he did give up some of that when he came to earth. And Philippians tells us that in more detail. So it's not necessarily greater, but... the equality of nature with God,
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about. Now, if the Father was better, he would have used a different word, like the Greek word kreton versus mizon. And, you know, don't even worry about writing these down because I know they're hard. But
mm-hmm.
if it was better, he would have used a different word, and that would be used to describe superiority in nature. If this is what really the scripture had meant. And indeed, kreton is used to describe Jesus' superiority in his very nature to the angels. Okay, so those are important. This is why it's important to study and to look to see what word is being used and mm-hmm. what it really means. In Hebrews 1:4, having become so much better than the angels. Okay, so that's the word kreton. But the distinction can be illustrated in the human realm by the role, say, of the president or any leader. He might be greater than us in position, but he's still a human being like us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not better in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Now, sure. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yes.
Well, and that's what he was referring to, I think, Jesus was when he said that. Mm. Jesus is the Son of God. Say, from this, some cults try to show that Jesus is somehow less than God. But in Jewish imagery, the son of
mm-hmm.
often meant of the order of or having the very nature of. And
course.
I have an example for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1 Kings 20:35. It says, "Now a certain man of the sons of the prophets said to his neighbor," blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
meant the order of the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the sons of all the prophets in birth, but it meant in the order of the prophets. So this certain man was a prophet,
mm-hmm.
basically is all that's saying. In Nehemiah 12:28, very similar, it says, "Now the sons of the singers gathered together around Jerusalem."
Yes.
And all that means is the order of the singers or singers.
Yeah. There's a negative one, too, the sons of Belial, which you'll hear, which means
sure.
son of the devil or
yeah.
whatever, but it's referring to your position, your nature.
Exactly.
You know, that's a negative
so
one.
Don't
Maybe
get caught on
that
one.
Yeah.
And one more real quick. Jesus is the only begotten Son, John 3:16. The Greek word translated only is monogenes, which means unique, one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the unique Son of God because he is God by his very nature. Again, Philippians 2. This is shown in the human realm by Hebrews 11:17, where Isaac is called Abraham's only begotten son.
Uh-huh.
Abraham had other sons, but Isaac was the unique son of the Abrahamic covenant. So believers in him become spiritual sons of God by adoption. And, of course, we know that Galatians 3:26 tells us that.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Yes. And we're related to Abraham because of that, right?
Yes.
We're adopted sons.
This you're going to have to do on your own, people, because we're running out of time. But Matthew 22:41-46, where it says, Yahweh spoke to Adonai.
Ah.
Okay, which both means God.
Yes.
When it's Lord, both of them can be Lord, both of them can be God.
So that's good. Now, remember, this is good to know, but our normal, what we normally do is Hebrew roots.
Mm-hmm.
And
in times.
And in times prophecy.
Getting back to that next
And we'll be getting
week.
Back to that next week. But
I also wanted to mention again about the Trinity scriptures being on the webpage, underneath all the rapture scriptures.
Yes.
And it has, in detail, the three positions that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit have actually called themselves and where you can find them. And they're very, you know, they're the same. They're great scriptures. I took many years to do that.
To compile those. And they're a great reference for it, for the Trinity and for, what was the other, the group of them?
The rapture scriptures.
Because we've had programs.
Pre-trib rapture.
Because we've had gone round and round with people on that. But, yeah, they're all there at your fingertips right there on the website.
Okay, well. I'm afraid that we have to say goodbye already.
Oh, no, I don't hear any music. We don't have to go yet. Please stay with us. We're going to be on the air next week, correct?
Yes, we are.
We are, and we'll be going doing some Hebrew root stuff, the stuff that got me interested in the Bible. And I'm not hearing the music. So come back and join us next week. Right now, I guess we do have to say goodbye. So if you have a question for Sheila, or if you would like her to speak at your church or your home group, just give her an email at sheila@shofarministries.net. This is a listener-supported radio broadcast. If this show is a blessing to you, then your help is really needed to keep this show on the air. So any donations are extremely important, and they're vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry.
And if you really can't give because you just don't have the money, if you could possibly at least use one of the sponsors to the show, you know, if you need a haircut or if you need a babysitter or anything like that,
yes,
utilize them, and then that way they will want to continue to advertise.
Yeah, that's called networking. So please consider being a partner in this endeavor. Use PayPal. Send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, 44021. All donations will automatically put you on the monthly newsletter, which is full of gold nuggets and current events for these last days right here in America and in Israel. Why not check out the webpage? Newsletters and previous radio shows are archived, thanks to Lou Buckles, who is a very fair price and willing to help you with your own webpage at sunfishdesign.com. And a great study for beginners on DVD, Hebraic Roots 101, Parts 1 and 2. And now the Spring Feast, available on our webpage as
Spring
well.
Feast
Spring Feast
available.
Coming up, shofarministries.net, or just call Sheila at 440-834-9006.
Amen.
Do we have time for the Aaronic blessing?
We do.
Okay. Yevrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I wish that for all the listeners. Till next week, Sha'alu Shalom Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, sheila@shofarministries.net. That's sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.
Hey, radio listeners, have you tried the Arbonne products yet?
Arbonne offers premium quality beauty, health, and wellness products with targeted results. They employ consumer and clinical testing to reinforce their research and ensure their proprietary formulas deliver unparalleled performance. Nicole Maroos is a Cleveland representative of these all-natural and non-toxic products who will give you a free consultation on proper maintenance of your particular skin type, along with free samples for you to try. Nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So be sure to give Nicole a call at 440-840-2176. You might also ask her how you can earn some extra money as well. Once again, that's 440-840-2176. And tell Nicole you heard about her on WHKWRadio.com.